riding on a tank.
Get insurance based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
That is not a misread there. It is back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Normally we're coming on the air at 4:05, but we've already been on the air for an hour, a supersized edition of the program from Big Ten Media Days at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place. Todd Brommelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn, Rob Norton, and Kyle Mann with us in Chicago as well. Jeff Downing, our associate producer on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, with us until 7 o'clock tonight. Kirk Ferentz will join the program on Radio Row at 5 o'clock tonight. He'll be followed by Minnesota head coach P.J. Fleck at 5:30. Then we'll wrap up with Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com at 6 o'clock and Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette at 6:30. Plenty to get to. A big thank you to our friends at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City for their sponsorship of the Countdown to Kickoff and our trip to Big Ten Media Day. You're catching us right now on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM KGYM. And speaking of eastern Iowa, we've got a guy who's still very popular back in our neck of the woods joining us now from the Big Ten Network, Chuck Long, getting an opportunity to catch up with us. And we were talking during the break there about Iowa's depth chart coming out today, the quarterback position. Nathan Stanley listed number one. Tyler Wiegers listed number two. No or there. But Kirk Ferentz has pretty much said they're going to go into fall camp and see how things play out.
I think so. I think it's the best thing to do at this point in time, even though the depth chart reflects Stanley at the top. And I thought, you know, Stanley is the better talent. Just watching them in camp or in practice, he's the better talent. If you're even, you always try to go with the better talent or the younger player. The spring game really didn't help. I think they were hoping something would happen out of that spring game, and it just didn't clear up. When I was quarterback coach, we always had two guys most of the time, wherever I was. We went into those splitting the reps. But I always wanted to get a starter named 10 days before the first game for two reasons. Number one, I didn't want to do it the week of the game because then they get all that media attention, they have to answer all those questions. I wanted to get all that over with 10 days before. And then to give that starter, that number one kid, 80%, the lion's share of the reps, 80% of them. So maybe they'll go sooner than that. Maybe it's two scrimmages into it, three scrimmages into it, and they name a starter and give it. But you got to eventually give that starter 80% whenever that happens.
You bring up the Nathan Stanley's talent, the arm, the size. Do you get the sense that they want him to emerge as the guy?
I do get that sense. Although Wiegers is not out of it. I see in a perfect world you want Stanley to be number one and Wiegers, the smart kid that doesn't have as much talent, that come off the bench and give you a spark or get you out of a football game, etc. That'd be the perfect world. That's probably where they want to go with it. But you still need to keep that competition open in case Stanley just doesn't come through. But, guys, let's face it. It really doesn't get settled until you play the games. I mean, you got to be able to play the games. It might be game three before it really gets settled. Because they maybe, you got to leave room for struggling. If they struggle, if Stanley struggles as a starter, you got to go with the next guy. So it might take two or three games before it's totally settled.
Chuck Long joining us here on the program, doing outstanding work as usual for the Big Ten Network. You can catch him this fall. I think you said your opener is, you got the Northwestern game right out of the gate. They play Nevada, where Jay Norvell, your former teammate, is now the head coach of the Wolfpack. So that sounds like a fun opportunity for you right out of the gate.
Great opportunity. If it's not an Iowa game, that's the game, right? I'm doing Northwestern in Nevada, and Jay Norvell, as you mentioned, is the new head coach in Nevada. Is a great opportunity for Jay. He's been really waiting for this opportunity all his career, and now has a chance to get it. And, you know, Nevada's, it's a tough job. It's a tough job. They don't have a lot of money in Nevada. You know, you have to do more with less at a place like that. And but Jay's the right man at the right time, and I'm looking forward to his debut.
Well, if we're talking about former Hawkeyes and former teammates, I got to ask you, what was your reaction this summer when you found out that Bob Stoops was going to retire?
You know, it was a surprise.
We were on the air, and it just, I mean, it blew up that day. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
I was sitting around with my wife, and she said, hey, she gets this little thing, bleep on her phone, and said, hey, Bob Stoops is retiring today, much like what you guys got. I go, oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
He goes, no. It surprised me. It didn't surprise me that he's going to retire at this point in time. It surprised me when he did it, because I thought he has a good team coming back. I mean, they're going to probably win the Big 12. So with a senior quarterback. So I thought, well, he's going to ride that one out. Now, if he would have announced it after this year, it would not have surprised me. Bob had, well, you know, you never know why. No one knows why, but he has two twin boys, going to be a senior year in high school. Wants to watch them play, I'm sure. You know, his dad passed away at an early age, you know, of a heart attack at 52. I'm sure that entered his mind as well. But, you know, I think great leaders like Bob will always leave a place better when they found it, which he's done that. And also, he wanted to leave it in the right way for the next guy, and with a senior quarterback. So I thought that was really good that he did that.
Were you surprised with Oklahoma replacing him with a 33-year-old Lincoln Riley?
Absolutely. That's a big job, fellas. What's the success rate when you follow a legend? Not very. And now you got a 33-year-old who's never done it before. And nothing against Lincoln Riley. I think he's done a nice job as a coordinator. He's a bright mind. He's keeping the staff intact, which is smart. But man, that's you can't fall into a Texas Tech air raid type deal there and win seven games only. They won't like it there. They'll like it at Texas Tech. They won't like it at Oklahoma.
You mentioned the success rate of following a legend. So I guess the natural jumping off point there is Kirk Ferentz, 19 years, now the dean of coaches. You were there in 98, 99. Did you ever think we'd be sitting here in 2017 still talking about Kirk Ferentz and the job that he's done at Iowa?
In today's day and age, no. Yeah. Just because you're lucky to get 5 years anywhere anymore before they get tired of you. And, no, I mean, just think about it, guys. He gets one more year to be two head coaches in 40 years of Iowa football. I mean, who can say that nationally? And this is Iowa. So just the job that he's done and the fact that he will get his 20th year, that will be a feather in the cap of Iowa athletics.
So what do you think the offense is going to look like this year? Because Greg Davis took a lot of criticism. Brian Ferentz has been somebody fans have been talking about for a long time, thinking maybe he's even the heir apparent to Kirk. I don't think he's going to probably change things a whole lot, but maybe we see a few different wrinkles this year.
I don't think you're going to see much difference. It may be a few wrinkles. It may not even be able to see it with the naked eye. Because a lot of that's their personnel. They're too tight end heavy. They're going to go two tight ends. They don't have the perimeter right now. They don't have the wide receivers as a core. And then they have a brand new quarterback. Now, I wish Brian all the luck in the world. You know, I want him to do well, obviously, but it's a different seat. Everybody thinks they can call plays until they get in that seat. The beauty, what they did was bring Ken O'Keefe back. That was a very smart move to bring a veteran play caller back for Brian Ferentz, because there's going to be those moments that he's going to look at his game plan and nothing's working. And Ken O'Keefe will be one to help him bail that out. And he'll be in third and 10, third and 15, and he'll go, what do I do next? So it's a tough seat to be in. I don't think you're going to see much difference there, guys, at all, until the personnel changes a little bit. Now, with Butler coming in, will they put him out, or Wadley put him outside a little bit into a slot position with a spread offense? That may be the difference that you see.
You've been an offensive coordinator. You've also been a position coach. What is that transition going to be like for him, and how much of a thankless job is it for the offensive coordinator and the play caller?
Well, let me just say this. If they score 7 points against Wyoming and 10 points against Iowa State. Well, you guys do the math, right? They'll have everybody. That place will be on fire. So they're gonna have to score some points. But it's a hard job. I'll give you a good story. You guys will like this. We lost 2 home games in 6 years at Oklahoma when I was coordinator. 2 home games. After the first home loss, I had for sale signs in my front yard the next day. So that gives you an idea what it's
Welcome
like.
Welcome, Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Well, Lincoln Riley, Brian Ferentz, I mean, that's what happens when you're not scoring points.
Former Iowa quarterback Chuck Long, now with the BTN, joining us on the program. James Butler joining the Hawkeyes as a graduate transfer out of Nevada. There, you would have been calling his game against Northwestern
right. Coming
up in a couple weeks. Your thoughts as a guy who's coached and the trend in college football now where the graduate transfers are starting to become more and more common. Do you think that's good for the game?
Well, I think so overall. It gives kids a chance to go somewhere else if they're getting beat out at a place. You know, it's really pretty good for quarterbacks for the most part. It gives you a chance to graduate and go play somewhere. I'm sure there's a lot of quarterbacks of the 80s that would have enjoyed or had a chance to do that. I'm old school. I like them to all finish at where they start, but every situation's different, and you got to look a little bit closer at times. And kids today, they don't want to sit the bench. They want to go play. That's what they want to do.
One of the stats that just boggled my mind last year is that Iowa had 2 1,000-yard rushers, and they finished 121st in the country in total offense.
Right.
And then you add in the fact the inexperience of the wide receiver position, the new offensive coordinator, a new quarterback. How difficult is it going to be to fix the passing game this year?
Very difficult. And where it has to start is up front, guys. They can't give up sacks like they did the last 2 years. I think they gave up 30 sacks a year, including the Rose Bowl year. Not to mention the hits on the quarterback. I mean, C.J. Beathard took a pounding at times. With a new quarterback trying to build some confidence with him, they're going to have to find ways to protect that quarterback at all costs. Even if it's 2 wide receiver routes, you know, and with maybe a third guy out in the route, a running back, get Wadley the ball out of the backfield, put him in a slot, get rid of the ball quick because with the hits and the sacks, that's where they are really hurting on total offense is the negative yards. So they really got to improve that.
Chuck, we appreciate the time as always. And before we let you go, our condolences on Bobby Elliott
passing
away. We talked about what a great guy he was. He was on the coaching staff when you played there. You coached with him. And in that business, there aren't too many people where it's hard to find somebody to say a negative thing about you, but it seemed like everybody loved Bobby.
We all did, but I would have never gotten into coaching without Bobby Elliott. Let me share a quick story. He went on to be the president of the Alumni Association, and Hayden was looking for a DB coach in 1995. I inquired about it. I showed interest. I don't think Hayden and Bill Brazier at the time were real fired up about that. And Bob Elliott, as he was president of the Alumni Association, talked those guys into hiring me. And they said, hey, he said, you guys hire Chuck Long, and I'll come over and help him every day with secondary technique play. And he did. He sacrificed and came over every day and got me into coaching, taught me DB play, and I stayed in coaching for 20 years. So I owe Bob Elliott a lot.
Chuck Long joining us here on the program. We appreciate it. Maybe we touch base with you during the season. Sound good?
It'd be great. You bet.
All right. It is 4:18. He's got to make his way down to Jack Ebling and the Drive in East Lansing. I'm sure maybe the Detroit Lion days will come up with Jack here on Radio Row, about 4 or 5 spots down from us. It is, again, Nebraska heavy here on Radio Row this season. I'd say, what's the ratio, Alex? 3 out of every 4 radio stations
here.
Yeah,
it's just about.
Nebraska.
You see Nebraska, 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 and then Iowa.
And I'll tell you what.
Nebraska 3 times, and then Michigan.
And there's only 1 Iowa station here.
That is true.
And there's only 1 wingman here who's got. Chuck, don't forget to grab some complimentary licorice and chewing gum if you would like it before you leave here as well. Kyle's going to slide back into that chair and have a big board update for you. We'll check in on the outcome of the Cubs-White Sox game earlier today. There is actually major news involving a Big Ten program today, not the Hawkeyes, but a team that plays in the Big Ten West, and a series on the horizon, which has a lot of people talking here at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place. It may or may not involve an athletic director we referenced a couple minutes ago wearing that blue blazer. 419, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, continuing on our coverage of Big Ten Media Days from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. It's KGYM, back with more after this.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT solutions. You can find them at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
IT solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com right now.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
You know, things are starting to wind down here on Radio Row at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place, and we're just getting started because this is still hour number two of our first four-hour program of the week. Again, big thank you to Chuck Long for stopping by and joining us and doing a little quick refresher work on the Michigan State depth chart before making his way to the East Lansing radio station.
But Ryan Lewerke. That's
the
quarterback.
You know what? We saw Mark D'Antonio walk past us earlier today, and Mark D'Antonio is usually one of the coaches who really doesn't have the time of day for Radio Row, but what did we see Mark D'Antonio doing today as he was walking past
talking
us?
With
he
the
was
media
talking to Paul Keels, the play-by-play voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes, and it's amazing what'll happen when you have a season like Michigan State did a year ago where they completely fell back to earth, and all of a sudden Mark D'Antonio real chatty Cathy today
you
with
have,
some of the media.
You have a season like that, and then you have the off season that they've had with the sexual assault allegations of four different players, and all of a sudden he's in kind of crisis mode trying to get some kind of positivity, some kind of positive narrative around his football program again. And it's just, we've talked about this before, but it's kind of startling to see how quickly things have gone south since that appearance, what, a year and a half ago in the college football playoff against Alabama.
So we mentioned the fact that there was major news today. Teddy Greenstein of the Chicago Tribune had this first as an exclusive. But Wisconsin and Notre Dame are going to get together for a non-conference series at Soldier Field here in Chicago in the not too distant future. Now, Iowa reportedly came out today, was looking at doing something similar, but couldn't get a break because of the Iowa State contract, which runs through 2023. And I know that's probably going to spark a conversation among both sets of fan bases as well. Kirk Ferentz said earlier today, look, it wouldn't have been a popular decision with either side of the rivalry if they would have taken a break. But that's huge for the Big Ten, in my opinion, because that's another marquee non-conference game that's going to get a lot of attention. And I know Notre Dame has fallen on hard times, and they're not exactly the program that they were 20, 25 years ago, but that's still a name brand. And you've seen Wisconsin do this now with LSU, and now they're doing it with Notre Dame again, not afraid to schedule those high-profile non-conference games. And you got to give Barry Alvarez credit.
Coming into last year, there was absolutely no chance that Wisconsin would win that first game of the year against LSU in Lambeau Field. They scheduled that game. They had the guts to go out and schedule that game, and they won that game. And I think there's a lot of positive vibes around Wisconsin because last year they had a murderer's row schedule, and they still went 10-2 during the regular season and won the West. This year they have a manageable schedule, and I really could see them being 10-0 heading in to that contest against Michigan in November. So Wisconsin right now, I think a lot of people are talking about them nationally, and a lot of that has to do with the way they've scheduled their non-conference. And adding Notre Dame certainly doesn't do anything to hurt that.
Chuck Long, by the way, is going to have some competition at the BTN this fall. They announced earlier today that Braylon Edwards and James Laurinaitis are both joining the BTN. Now, I know there are going to be some skeptics out there that go, just what the BTN needs, more Michigan and Ohio State perspective. Mark Silverman, the president of the BTN, said that he has never seen anyone have a screen test as good as James Laurinaitis did. So for those of you out there who are going to be watching a lot of BTN games this fall and maybe other BTN programming, certainly sounds like the former Ohio State Buckeye could be a star in the making on the TV side of things. But Chuck still gainfully employed by the BTN, as we were joking with him.
Thank goodness.
Before we came on the air, he thought maybe ESPN's cuts would affect his position at the BTN because there were some free agents out there. But a big thank you to Chuck for joining us. And as we mentioned, we got plenty more on the way today on our Monday edition of the show, including maybe the biggest 5 o'clock hour that we've ever had on KGYM, because back-to-back, you're going to hear from Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz at 5 o'clock and Minnesota coach P.J. Fleck, a complete ball of energy. This guy has been bouncing from wall to wall and room to room all day long at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place. 6 o'clock hour tonight, Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, Mark Morehouse from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Let's go over to Kyle. He's got a big board update. Cubs-White Sox game still in progress, by the way. We'll get you a score here shortly.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was included on the Big Ten preseason honors list announced this morning at Big Ten Media Day. Jewell was one of only 10 Big Ten players honored, and this is just another in a long list of preseason awards. He was also named a first-team preseason All-American and first-team All-Big Tenner, as well as being named to a handful of watch lists. Iowa also released its depth chart today, which has at least for now answered some Hawkeye fans' questions. Nathan Stanley is listed as the starting quarterback over Tyler Wiegers, and Nick Easley is set to start at receiver opposite Matt Vandenberg. The chart also showed two tight ends. Kirk Ferentz also confirmed to us here in Chicago that Iowa will use an alternate uniform for an undetermined game next season. The Iowa State baseball tournament continues this week, today with Class 2A quarterfinal matchups, including Iowa City Regina taking on Trainer. The fourth-seeded Regals down number 5 Trainer 5-0 and will play Dyersville Beckman on Thursday. The Cedar Rapids Colonels won all three of their games over the weekend, a finale with Great Lakes on Friday and the first two games of a series with the Lansing Lugnuts on Saturday and Sunday. They played the finale of that series at noon today, and the Colonels dropped that one, 3-1. They'll be off tomorrow as they travel to Peoria. Tonight on KGYM, we'll have Bartolo Colon making at least one more start for the Twins, taking on Tenchi Rio and the Dodgers. That's the first game of a series in L.A., so first pitch isn't going to be until shortly after 9, but you can hear that on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Also, the White Sox still lead the Cubs 3-1 with one out in the bottom of the ninth, so the Cubs are up against it.
Reports have the Cubs looking for a backup catcher, although Victor Caratini still on the roster, and I know Joe Maddon said some nice things about him. We might squeeze in a little Cubs-White Sox talk coming up today before 7 o'clock, but we are football heavy from here on out.
We're going to head to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Linder Tire Service. Ride on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Linder Tire Service, where we put service first.
Get ready for summer travel with a free tire pressure and tread check, plus $10 off alignments from Linder Tire. Linder Tire has been keeping family road trips safe for over 80 years. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. LinderTire.com. Like them on Facebook for coupons and deals.
Come to Linder Tire Service for quality tires and service.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi at this hour. 4 to 6 weeks, the initial prognosis of how long Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw will be sidelined because of an injured back. The Dodgers officially will determine how much time Kershaw will miss after he visits with the team's back specialist. Kershaw appeared to be on his way to a fourth NL Cy Young or even a possible MVP award this season. 15-2, a 2.04 ERA, NL-West leading LA 19-2 in games he started this year. From Wrigley Field, opening game of this Monday, White Sox lead the Cubs 3-2. Bottom nine. After missing the last several weeks with tendonitis in his right hand, Cubs righty Kyle Hendricks went four innings today in his return. A run, three hits, he struck out one, walked two. NFL, the start of training camp for Colts QB Andrew Luck will be on the pup list. The news not surprising, as Luck, coming off shoulder surgery in January, just started throwing a football last week. It's anticipated, though, he'll be ready for the September 10th regular season opener. NBA, Derrick Rose in Cleveland today, meeting with the Cavaliers, reports ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. The free agent met with the Lakers Friday, but has been leaning toward the Cavs' opportunity.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
Is your truck going to be able to handle all these pavers for the patio?
No problem. The F-150 has got a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body.
Oh.
With best-in-class payload, the F-150 can handle the work you need it to.
Remember when I had a high-strength, military-grade body?
I don't, actually.
It's always a good time.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offers during the Ford Summer Sales event, like 0% financing for 60 months on select Ford F-150s. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Best-selling based on 2016 sales when properly equipped. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GVWR based on Ford segmentation. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees, just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See homedepot.com for details. Offer ends August 16th.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Welcome back. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn and KGYM on the scene at Big Ten Media Day in Chicago, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Iowa City, and 1600 AM, our daddy frequency, all across eastern Iowa, the historic Main Gym. And boy, do we have a great program remaining for you today. We've been on the air since 3 o'clock. I don't think Scott Unash and Mark Dukes necessarily minded getting a couple days off here. You know, we could bring them some year. There's room on top of the van to take them with us. We could put them, was it National Lampoon's Vacation, right? Where they,
yes,
after the aunt passed away, they strapped her to the top of the family truckster. I don't know why I'm necessarily thinking about that. But
I don't either.
I think it'd be fun to have the whole gang here, but we appreciate them ceding their hour to us both today and tomorrow. Big Ten Media Days continuing here at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place tomorrow with the remaining seven teams that were not available today. Kirk Ferentz making his time at the podium earlier today. Tomorrow it's P.J. Fleck, who came a day early, I think just to fulfill his media obligations on Radio Row and around the building. Pat Fitzgerald of the hometown Northwestern Wildcats, James Franklin, will speak tomorrow, as well as one of the new faces in the Big Ten. That's Jeff Brohm, the former Western Kentucky coach, taking over at Purdue. Mike Riley, Chris Ash, and look who goes last tomorrow, Jim Harbaugh, the head coach of the University
the main attraction
of Michigan.
Every
you
year.
Can say he's the main attraction. Tomorrow is also the luncheon that usually wraps up things here at Big Ten Media Day. That is open to the public. You can purchase tickets to it. It's a fun event every year as the kickoff to the college football season. Lots of news to get to here in Chicago, though. We'll start with Hawkeye-related stuff. The depth chart came out today, and the Hawkeyes sort of kind of have a quarterback because there's no or on the depth chart. It's Nathan Stanley 1, Tyler Wiegers 2, although Kirk Ferentz earlier today in his scrum said they're kind of going to let this play out in the spring, and he's not ruling out Tyler Wiegers winning the job, but it's certainly at this point, and we talked, and you mentioned it with Chuck Long, I think, Stanley's size of his package of tools, his size, his arm strength, he just, I think you use the best terminology. I think Kirk Ferentz and the staff want to see him win the job, but I don't know if he's doing enough at this point to separate it. And Chuck Long made a great point. I think this coaching staff was really hoping in the spring game that Nathan Stanley was going to look better than Tyler Wiegers, and it would make this call a lot easier for them. Instead, and I can't believe we're referencing the spring game because it was really a dud, but
it was
neither one of those guys looked very good. So here we sit in late July looking at a depth chart that may or may not be totally accurate from the quarterback standpoint with Iowa. And then you get the question of Peyton Manziel. Would they really look at a true freshman when he gets to campus? I don't think it's an option yet, but if things continue down the road that some people think they may go, who knows? Maybe they do anything and everything to win games this fall.
Somebody asked on the text line, will Peyton Manziel get a look? And the answer will be yes, kind of. When a freshman comes in, during fall camp, there's no scout team. And I think people realize that during the year, some of the players who are either redshirting or are not going to play, they play on the scout team, and they don't really practice with the number one or number two offense. They don't learn the plays, but during the fall, it's all developmental. So Peyton Manziel will get some reps to at least show if he has the ability to play right away or if he doesn't. So he'll get at least a look. Now, chances are he's going to redshirt. Chances are, eventually, he's going to be on the scout team, depending on what happens with Nathan Stanley or Tyler Wiegers. But I asked Chuck, and you just brought this up, I don't think there's any question that Ken O'Keefe and Kirk Ferentz and Brian Ferentz want Nathan Stanley to emerge because he has what Tyler Wiegers doesn't, a strong arm. He has size. He has a little bit of mobility. He can make all the throws. He's just, we saw during the spring, he's just been very erratic, and his play has not earned him the starting job just yet. Not to say that it won't during the fall.
The state baseball tournament is continuing today at Principal Park in Des Moines. They are underway. We'll have an update for you on at least one area team on our next Big Board update. Speaking of baseball, a little news to pass along. The Cubs are rallying with two outs against the White Sox, 3-1 in the ninth inning, and the Twins have, 4 days later, finally consummated that trade that we talked about last Thursday.
Jaime Garcia
heads to the Minnesota Twins. We found out over the weekend that the holdup in that deal was Nick Burdi, the former Cedar Rapids Colonels relief pitcher, who is now, I believe, at the Double-A level, but he's recovering from Tommy John surgery. And instead, the Twins will receive not only Jaime Garcia, but also catcher Anthony Recker. They're taking on the entire $4.7 million in Jaime Garcia's salary, and because of that, they are sending a lesser prospect to Atlanta in return, a guy who didn't even reach Cedar Rapids yet, Waskar Inoa, a 19-year-old right-handed pitcher who is currently, or was currently, in the Appalachian League in Elizabethton. Looks like that Cubs game has gone final. No comeback today for the Cubs like we saw last night in the series finale against the Cardinals. Marlins man
was
at the game last night. And did we miss a golden opportunity
No.
to try to get Marlins man on
No.
the program?
Here, let's bring Kyle on for just a second.
Okay.
Because I sat next to Kyle, and we were kept trying to find a perfect opportunity to go over to Marlins Man and get a picture. But we realized, and I've realized this in the past because I've seen a lot of my friends on social media, they've met Marlins Man, they've gotten a picture with Marlins Man. Every single half inning, somebody was going up to the guy and getting a picture. So, Kyle, I think we've decided that getting a picture with Marlins Man is not actually that cool.
No, it's not. Like you said, we had decided we were maybe going to try once we came back from the run that we made during the third inning, after the third inning. We checked pretty much every half inning, and he's getting swarmed. Or maybe not necessarily even swarmed throughout the game, but people are there every single time, and you realize there's no novelty to that.
What there is a novelty to, Todd, is a picture that you got. And you told the story. You usually wear your Jody Davis jersey to the Cubs game, and someone else of very high stature in the city of Chicago was rocking a Jody Davis jersey.
A member of the Malnati family wearing a number 7 Jody Davis jersey. She threw out the first pitch last night. I said, I have to get my picture taken with you because I've never seen anybody else wearing a number 7 Cubs jersey at a game before. But it wound up being a perfect night. The weather held off, and the Cubs were able to come from behind to take the series from St. Louis 2-1. They drop game 1 of the Crosstown Cup series with the White Sox today at Wrigley Field. They wrap up tomorrow afternoon there as well before the series shifts elsewhere. A little bit of baseball to interject here on a day dominated by football discussion. Jim Delaney is, at least for the time being, still the commissioner of the Big Ten. He met members of the media today. You may recall it was about this time last year that we found out James Delaney was basically setting in motion his plans to retire and trying to come up with an exit strategy. He's taking a little bit of criticism for reports today that he's in line for a $20 million future bonus payment, but as I sit here at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place, and for me this is media day number, I want to say, 14 or 15, when you look back over where the Big Ten was, not just within the last 15 years, but if you go all the way back to when Wayne Duke was the commissioner and Jim Delaney came in following Wayne Duke, to where the conference is now. They've added Penn State. They've added Maryland and Rutgers along with Nebraska. And I know people aren't necessarily pleased with the Rutgers addition, and their results are lacking in almost every athletic team that they field out there. But Rutgers and Maryland joining the conference opened the floodgates for the TV dollars. And not only that, but Jim Delaney was smart enough, in my opinion, to strike while the iron is hot. He had the perfect timing because we've seen ESPN start to hemorrhage money. And I don't think the next time that the television rights come up for renewal in 6 years when these deals expire that they're going to be as lucrative as they were right now. But you've got plenty of other conferences out there that are operating under their current TV contracts. The Big Ten had set things up perfectly so that they could strike while the iron is hot. Delaney has done very few things wrong, in my opinion, in turning the Big Ten into one of the best organizations in the country. And I'm not talking specifically college football. I'm talking as a whole. There were some things where I wasn't a huge fan of. He talked earlier today about Penn State and standing by Penn State because it was a member of the conference during the Jerry Sandusky, Joe Paterno scandal. And I'm not necessarily a big fan of how he handled that. But Jim Delaney is an icon in college sports. And it'll be interesting to see just exactly what direction the Big Ten goes when he ultimately steps aside. But this is a guy who oversaw three rounds of expansion and the creation of a television network to not only bring the product to the masses, but to bring masses of money into the conference.
What were we talking about with Chuck Long in regards to Lincoln Riley replacing Bob Stoops? He's replacing a legend. And whoever is going to replace Jim Delaney when he retires is going to be doing the same thing. And like you said, the length that this conference has come as far as exposure, as far as TV contracts, as far as the revenue that's clearly being pumped into this conference, he has a lot to do with that. And I know, like you said, Todd, following social media today, there has been a little bit of chatter around the $20 million extension that he got. And I saw one statistic that was saying, and this is kind of close to home with me, but Jim Delaney's bonus will be more than Cincinnati, UConn, Houston, Memphis, USF, and UCF got combined from the AAC last year. So it just kind of shows the separation from the Power 5 to the non-Power 5. That's a different story for a different day. But it also shows the amount of revenue that is the Big Ten has received that they are able to pay him that much money.
We've got a poll question available for you at KGYMradio.com today. Who will be Iowa's starting quarterback in week one, Nathan Stanley or Tyler Wiegers? Emol's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids sponsoring the poll question. Stop in and check them out. Again, the depth chart released earlier this morning has Nathan Stanley sitting atop ahead of Tyler Wiegers, and this is going to be a big 4 or 5 weeks for Tyler Wiegers trying to cause some separation there, or at least make the coaching staff give him a second look or a longer look as a possible starting quarterback moving forward for the Hawkeyes. Other names of note on the depth chart or not on the depth chart today, I think a lot of people were caught off guard to see Aaron Menz listed third at weak side linebacker. This is a guy that many people thought was set for a breakout year last year. Now he's a junior running third on the depth chart behind Bo Bauer and Amani Jones, a sophomore out of the Chicagoland area here, 6 foot, 235-pound player who's made his way onto the depth chart. So to me, one of the bigger surprises, not only the ascendancy of Jack Hockaday behind Josie Jewell, but Aaron Menz at third on the depth chart at weak side linebacker. The rest of things on the defensive side of the football don't really look all that different. You've got Joshua Jackson and Manny Rugumba listed as the corners, Jake Gervais at free safety, and Miles Taylor as the strong safety. And then the guys who will be playing in front of that veteran, senior-laden offensive or middle linebacker core with Bauer, Jewell, and Neiman, Parker Hesse and Matt Nelson on the ends, and Nathan Budgeta and Cedric Lattimore inside. So defensively, the depth chart really didn't contain a ton of surprises other than Hockaday and Menz at linebacker and where they fell on the depth chart. If you're a Hawkeye football fan, we want to hear your thoughts on what you saw today when the depth chart was released. Use the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line to do so, 319-366-1600. And if he's still there, let's bring Sonny from Iowa City on board. He wants to talk about the head of the Big Ten, Mr. Delaney. Sonny, what's up?
Well, just on what you were just talking about, I'm happy to hear that there aren't a ton of new faces on the defensive side of the Hawkeyes. And Josie Jewell is just going to be, if he has a good year, he is going to be the top of legend. You're already starting to see sort of semi-national stories pop up about this guy and just what a strange upbringing he's had. But as far as Delaney goes, I think that, I mean, yes, of course, the haves versus the have-nots, meaning the Power 5 versus the non-Power 5, the difference is enormous and can barely be stated. And that was a pretty good stat that you guys had there. But you have to look at him in comparison to where the other conferences are. And for a long time, it was the SEC and only the SEC, but the Big Ten was quietly just doing its thing with the addition of Nebraska and with the addition of Maryland, Rutgers. Seemed like a good idea at the time, turned out not to be. But even as much as last year, you had a legitimate argument that the Big Ten may have been the best conference in football. And so, you know, without a lot of fanfare, we're right there. And so this guy is worth every penny that they give him.
Appreciate the phone call, Sonny. You can follow him, 319-366-1600, 10 minutes away from Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz joining us on Radio Row. P.J. Fleck at 5:30 as well. A big, big third hour of the program right around the corner. Kyle's going to get you another Big Board update when we return after this. It is 4:51 coming to you from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago. Our Big Ten Media Days coverage brought to you by Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Stop on in and enjoy happy hour from 3 until 7 every day at the corner. And we'll be there again on Friday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. I understand Rob Howe did an excellent job filling in for me last Friday as I took a vacation day during the road trip, and look forward to hopefully continuing that relationship with Rob moving forward. All right. We'll step aside, take a quick break, get ready for Kirk Ferentz, and another Big Board update on the way after this.
DEPACO is a local financial cooperative that gives back to its members, like me. Just for keeping and growing my savings and services with them, my share was $200. They call it thank yous. Extra money I use to spoil the grandkids. And it makes me feel like $1 million.
At a financial cooperative, members are owners. It's member participation that powers DEPACO Community Credit Union. Thank yous is money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and spending. Last year, DEPACO members shared in more than $2.85 million in thank yous. How will you use yours?
Get a gym membership.
Go to the movies.
Donate it to charity.
Pay down my student loan.
Add to my retirement savings.
Buy that purse I just saw. Learn more at DEPACO.com/thank yous.
Participate, cooperate, accumulate. The more you use DEPACO, the more you're thanked. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Your computer and IT needs are as individual as you are, and there really is no reason to be a sheeple. And pick a plan that has you paying monthly service fees to be part of a herd. At Network Computer Solutions, you only pay for what you need because the plan is designed for you. Call NCS at 247-7223. 247-7223. If you're sick of the wool being pulled over your eyes, call Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Back to the Todd Bravo Camp Show right here on KGYM.
And we just had a nice visit with our friend Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com. He swung by Radio Row, and it is Radio Row again at Big
Ten
Media Day.
Yes, it is. Thank goodness.
This is a welcome change from last year when I think we were set up in one of the south suburbs of Chicago on the other side of Martin Luther King Drive here. But the McCormick Place, if you've never been here, it is like a small city. And last year I think there was some sort of conflict, and they didn't have this area available, and it wasn't the greatest setup. And we've actually got a radio row this year, and I think that's benefited us because we've seen people make their way up and down here a little bit more accessible than last season. But our coverage will continue tomorrow from here in Chicago as well. Lots of guests lined up. John Bonenkamp from the Burlington Hawkeye is going to drop by. We believe we'll hear from Nebraska quarterback Tanner Lee also tomorrow, the transfer from Tulane. Josie Jewell and Matt Vandenberg will be with us, as well as Dan Murphy from ESPN.com. So plenty to get to. That is coming up tomorrow. Today, Kirk Ferentz, just minutes away. He joins us after the top of the hour. P.J. Fleck at Minnesota. Mike Grimm is able to come through on his guarantee that P.J. Fleck is on the program with us. You're not going to want to miss him, and you're not going to want to miss this next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one. Kyle Mann.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was included on the Big Ten preseason honors list announced this morning at Big Ten Media Day. Jewell was one of only 10 Big Ten players honored, and this is just another in a long list of preseason awards. He was also named a first-team preseason All-American and first-team All-Big Tener, as well as being named to a handful of watch lists. Iowa also released its depth chart today, which has at least for now answered some Hawkeye fans' questions. Nathan Stanley is listed as the starting quarterback over Tyler Wiegers, and Nick Easley is set to start at receiver opposite Matt Vandenberg. The chart also did show two tight ends. Kirk Ferentz also confirmed to us here in Chicago that Iowa will use an alternate uniform for an undetermined home game next season. The Iowa State baseball tournament continues this week, today with Class 2A quarterfinal matchups, including Iowa City Regina and Trainer. The fourth-seeded Regals downed number 5 Trainer 5-0 and will play Dyersville Beckman on Thursday. The Cedar Rapids Colonels won all three of their games over the weekend, a finale with Great Lakes on Friday, and the first two games of a series with the Lansing Lugnuts on Saturday and Sunday. They played the finale of that series on at noon today, and the Colonels dropped that one 3-1. They'll be off tomorrow as they travel to Peoria. Tonight on KGYM, we'll have Bartolo Colon making at least one more start for the Twins before he retires, taking on Tenchi Rio and the Dodgers. That's the first game of a series in L.A., so first pitch isn't going to be until about 9 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear that on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Alex, I've got good news for you, and I've got bad news
for you. Let's start with the bad news.
Well, no, I think you want to start with the good
news. Fine, let's start with the good news.
We made an appearance in the 30-second video recap that the Big Ten Conference tweeted from day one of Big Ten Media Day.
What's the bad news?
Well, the bad news is we're not in the video, but 3 seconds in, Rob's rear end makes a cameo appearance in the background as they're focusing on one of the other one of the other radio stations here, as Rob wants to see. It's a beautiful, beautiful behind. It truly
it is.
And
pristine.
So we made it. We made it onto the highlight reel day one at Big Ten Media Days. This is, speaking of highlight reels, a 5 o'clock hour that you are not going to want to miss next, because joining us, Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz for his yearly chat with us, and then Minnesota's P.J. Fleck at the bottom of the hour as well. Back with more after this.
Well, Greeny, we're halfway through another baseball season, and we're really seeing some players who stand out as winners.
Kind of like business travelers who win at business.